We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Certainly another impressive defensive performance from your team. You go on the road and beat Charleston Southern 15-7. What did you like about your team's play on Saturday?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while, and have been a defensive coach, and I thought we played extremely well defensively. It's amazing just kind of watch guys just get after it, stop the run, and then in third down situations, make them throw the ball, and then see the pass rushers of, that we have there, Nate Lynn and John Pius, also the guys that get push up front, being, very, very effective. And I believe they were 1 for 11 on third down, and the week before, 1 for 13. So the guys have been really doing a really good job of trying to keep teams off, off balance, off schedule, and then rushing the passer when we have to. So Coach Dowling and the staff has done a really good job with that. Keep playing at a high level. Nate was able to create a strip sack. Ball goes into the end zone. We couldn't recover it, but we did. They got it, but it created a safety situation and got 2 points out of that. So, and then two interceptions as well. A lot of tackles for losses. So very, very pleased defensively. We're going to need, kind of all three elements play well together. We gave up a kickoff return or touchdown, and we're in the negative in terms of punt return. So got to get that part of it together. And offensively, we just keep plugging away to try to get those combinations to where we can get guys in the end zone. Caden Banowski, great job kicking field goals, but one touchdowns.
Question this morning from John. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Coach London. It got kind of salty, obviously, at Charleston Southern. Are there any William & Mary disciplinary measures in response to that in terms of suspensions or keeping guys out for a quarter or anything like that? Thank you.
No, yeah, it did. We got to make sure that we're poised, particularly when things happen near the opposite sideline. Do the best we can to keep our when things happen, you got to be able to respond with a measured amount of poise. And there were some flags that were out there that that caused us to, if we got a first down on a third down, then caused it to go back, and now we got third and forever. And so, there were measures that were taken in terms of players having to leave the game, two for us and four for them, and I've addressed that with our guys. The conference has Joey D, our commissioner here, has talked about, things that we need to do to make sure that we're representative of this conference and of the game of football. And I believe that as well. So we've addressed that. And know that any further issues like that is not going to bode well for the violator of that. And again, all I can do is control our guys. What happened on the other side of it, they got to control their guys, and we can control the things that we can handle and control. And we haven't been like that in the past, and nor will we be like that. But it's been addressed, and we'll have everybody available and ready to play this game.
Mike, just one more on your defense. Since the second half of the Campbell game, you guys have given up virtually nothing to no TDs the last couple of weeks. There were a lot of guys back, but did you know this group could be this good? And what is making them play at such a high level right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that want to win, that want to do better, get better, and that have grown through the program. They've grown with our strength coach, Kenny O'Meara. They've grown with the consistency, and we talked about it before, losing, Vince Brown, as our D coordinator, but Rosside Dowling and Bo Revel have done a really, really good job, as co-coordinators. And then having the likes of, Keenan Carter, D-line coach, Daryl Bladstock, outside backer coach and special teams coordinator, to have the continuity of the message, of the defense, of the expectations, of the mindsets. And so when you have guys that have actually, grown up through the program now, we got Nate and John when they were freshmen. And so they've been in a culture where the head coach has been a defensive guy that's coached in the league You know, I know what a first round draft pick looks like. I sat with one in the green room in New York City. So there's an element of that that we can share, have experiences with guys that, you know, that are playing now. And hopefully we continue the culture of really having good players on defense that want to come here, you know, because of the people they're surrounded by. So, you know, we got to keep on getting better and doing better, play, you know, put all three phases together. I think, you know, we're just one block away, whether it's at the line of scrimmage or downfield, you know, for long runs. I thought Malik Kayemo did a great job running the ball. You know, Bronson Yoder's been banged up a little bit, but he's still out there playing. And we had a couple offensive linemen that were sick and you know, didn't play as much as we'd like to. But, you know, like everybody, it's next man up mentality, you know, and that's part of this. And we're all into our conference games now. We got Maine, very good football team. It's our second conference game at home. Look forward to the challenge and the opportunities here.
Question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach London. How you doing?
Hey, Larry.
Just a few thoughts on playing Maine. Obviously, they're 0-3. They're only converting 28% on third down. You're holding opponents at just 12.9%. When you look at Maine, you know, are you worried about overconfidence, or what do you expect from them on Saturday? Thank you.
Now, you know, Coach Stevens has done a great job. I mean, just look who they played. They played an FBS school. They played North Dakota State University, with perennial, you know, top program in FCS. They played URI, again, top CAA team, you know, ranked, you know. So look at the teams that they played. I think Russ just alluded to it, that, you know, you can't put a whole lot of credence on, you know, what the team's record is, because the teams and the players that they're playing, you know, are some of the things that that make teams tougher, more resilient. And so Coach Stevens has done a really good job of playing the schedule that he has, and knowing that he's coming down, you know, road game at our place. And so they've got a quarterback that's really good, and their running back is really good. They got guys up in the front seven that get after it. So, you know, they're sound defensively. So we don't overlook anybody. We got to worry about ourselves and improve the way we do things. Because Maine is a tough football team that's going to come in here on Saturday. And we got to make sure we prepare for them and minimize those things that could cause us to lose, and get ready for a good football team, Larry.
Mike, you're offensively, and you touched on it a little bit, but it's not like you guys have been moving the ball, almost 400 yards on Saturday down at Charleston Southern, but 2 weeks in a row, as you said, you've seen a little too much of Caden on the field. Have you been able to put your finger on one or two things that hasn't allowed you to maybe finish those drives?
Yeah, you know, I alluded to it a few moments ago about, you know, you got 11 guys on the field, and, you know, do your 1-11th, you know, do your part where it's, you got to cut the backside off. You got to make the crack on the down safety. You got to stay on your block. And when you look at those things and the things that impede you from doing that, having those explosive runs or passes, then you look at it and you're like, okay, this is about us more than anything else. And so, you know, the guys that are running the ball, the guys that are front blocking, guys on the perimeter, we just know, hey, listen, let me take care of my responsibility and my job, and it'll lead to the success that we're all looking for and very capable of. We're extremely close with those long explosive plays. And so the goal is to practice now. You know, thank goodness there's no impending rain, weather, heat, whatever it is like that. You know, we've all had to deal with that, I'm sure. But everybody's going to be playing. It's back. They're healthy. It's to get ready, you know, like I said, for a good Maine team. And the other thing, Rob, this is going to be our military appreciation game and be the match game. I mean, so personally for me, the story with myself and my daughter, but also for a guy like Mark Williamson, who played in 2019, who met his recipient at the game, Corey Parker, Charles Grant, as we all know, was just gave his home medal to an individual not too long ago. And so I just had a filmer just identified as a match as well. So this has been really crazy, having been involved with Be The Match for such a long time, but being at a place that have had so many people that have been identified as potential matches and then getting involved with that. So I'm grateful for our military, grateful for the Be The Match, Andy Talley, Home Earl Foundation, the Be The Match Foundation, which I'm a big part of. But it's sometimes it's bigger than the game because we're talking about life. But at the same time, you know, for our players to get involved with it, past experiences, Joe Montgomery, a former player here, his daughter started the whole, be the matched up with when Coach Laycock was here, and to watch it come to fruition and the lives potentially can save, man, it's been outstanding. So I know there's a game that's going to get played. I know that. But, tipping the hat to the military and also this be the match opportunity and playing a really good main team here at home and trying to stay undefeated. That's the goal, because now we're playing conference games. Those are the key elements of what's going on.
I appreciate you sharing that. It has been great. All the lives some of your guys have been able to say. So anyway, thanks for your time today, Coach. I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Again, for